Slide 22, accounting for gaps 2. This next example is a little less straightforward, and that's precisely why I've included it, because sometimes situations are a little complicated and you try to simplify them. This was someone who came to me when she was laid off from a position she had not actually even started. She was hired for a contract role with Google. It was an excellent opportunity to work in a newly formed area where she was going to be recruiting leadership teams at a very high level. It was a great opportunity. She accepted a contractual position, even though she had been in a permanent role and really wanted a permanent role, but it was too good to pass up. Unfortunately, it was when the pandemic hit. Google made the decision that they were going to rescind all offers made for contract positions. And so before this person even started her job, she was out of a job. She had already resigned from her previous position, so there was going to be a gap on her resume. It's indicated here in red how we explained it. And what we decided to do was add a link, a hyperlink, to an article that appeared in the New York Times explaining what Google had done in order to give the rationale and the situation even more credibility. And this is a situation that was just not so straightforward, which is why I've included it. These things happen, and there are perfectly reasonable explanations. You just have to be able to explain them, and best to do it right in your resume whenever possible.